Tuesday, February 19, 2008. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Peace be upon you. My name is Osama Abdullah, and I'm the owner of www.answering-christianity.com. Tonight, you will hear a brief conversation or debate that took place between me and Christian Prince regarding Jesus Christ's temptation for 40 days and his suffering from Satan and the evil desires that Jesus had for 40 days. As I quoted from the New Testament in the debate with Christian Prince, Jesus had, quote, suffered from Satan while he was tempted by him, end quote. And also Jesus, quote, had evil desires, end quote, while he was being tempted. Basically, according to the New Testament, Jesus Christ for 40 days and 40 nights could not make up his mind about whether he wanted to be with God Almighty or with Satan. And tonight's debate focuses on that. Let me just briefly give you a background about Christian Prince. Christian Prince is a hateful Christian who is extremely anti-Islamic and extremely hateful to all Muslims. He only debates in his room, which allows him to cut people off since he's the admin of the room, and to intimidate them and abuse them. And he even uses foul words such as the F words. We have him documented on our website with audios and pictures, images of him using the F word on Muslims. You can see it for yourself at www.answering-christianity.com. Click on the rebuttal section, click on Christian Prince's link, and you'll see in his section all the stuff that we have documented on him. Let us now listen to the debate, and you will hear the truth for yourselves, inshallah, if Allah Almighty is willing.
Man enough to debate or not, Mr. Christian Prince? I'm in your room right now. Are you going to come to my room and debate me as you agreed or not? We know you're too much of a scared person, man. You're too much of a coward. You're false. You're a fraud. Okay? I've proven that already. Okay? Are you going to come and debate me in my room as we agreed or not?
I will go right now to your room after you ask me for forgiveness for saying bad words about my Lord Jesus Christ in the PM.
A quick note from me. Christian Prince is a big liar because I never said any foul word or bad word about Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. We love, as Muslims, Jesus Christ, the Prophet of God Almighty, as we love Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the prophets of God Almighty, peace be upon them. I never said anything bad about Prophet Jesus. This guy is a liar. I never said anything foul about him. I said his Bible, the book, the New Testament, records evil things about him, as I further demonstrate in the audio.
You are a filthy, low-class person like your Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him. You said in the PM to me, your Jesus was false, like your God. He was doing masturbation. This is what you said. Say what you said to the room right now in the mic. You are a filthy man. You don't even deserve respect. I thought you are a man. You are a fufu. You are a gay. How dare you to speak this way about supposedly someone, he is a prophet of God in your book. You are a filthy man. And I'm recording you. I will post what you said in YouTube. You Muslims are false liars. You say you respect Jesus, right? You know why.
Well, according to the Gospels of Mark, Luke, and the Book of James, Jesus was tempted for 40 days and he had, quote, evil desires, end quote.
He was tempted by what? Satan, he said to him, I will give you the word, I will give you kingdoms. Show me what he said to him. You are doing masturbation, you filthy liar.
A quick note from me. Obviously, Jesus getting tempted to rule the entire world means nothing to this guy, Christian Prince. It doesn't include that he will have all the evil under his fingertips and all the illegal sex with women and even homosexuality and having slave girls and harems and all that stuff that kings have since Jesus was tempted to become a king. None of this means anything to this guy, Christian Prince. And by the way, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 18, it says, because he, Jesus, himself suffered when he was tempted by Satan. And also, when we read in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, it says here, at once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days being tempted by Satan. Okay? He was with the wild animals and angels attended him. What does angels attended him means? You know what this means? It means that Jesus was losing his mind. He was totally losing it for 40 days. He could not make up his mind on either whether to be with God Almighty or with Satan. And he was so losing it that angels had to come down and attend him. Just like a mother would attend her child when he's sick, or a nurse would attend a patient when he's ill. Okay, same thing, the angels attended him because he was ill. Okay, he was suffering from Satan, as also in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18 says. He, quote, suffered from Satan's temptation. Also, the fact that Jesus was tempted and suffered from this temptation of Satan, he was tempted by Satan, it means that he did not have any good desires in him. Also, the fact that the book of James chapter 1 verse 13 says, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Book of James chapter 1 verse 13, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, proves that Jesus cannot be the creator of the universe or be part of a trinity, as the Trinitarian liars have invented. And by the way, trinity, the word trinity itself doesn't even exist in the Bible. Also, another important point is that Jesus the Messiah was going to be the king and ruler of the earth anyway by God Almighty when he comes back. So him being tempted to be a satanic king and ruler of the earth means that he was going to be an evil king, not just any king. Because there are righteous kings out there, historically and today, but and also in the future. But Jesus was going to be an evil king doing evil things. The evil will of Satan.
He was tempted by what? Satan, he said to him, I will give you the world, I will give you kingdoms. Show me what he said to him. You are doing masturbation, you filthy liar. He said to him, if you are the Son of God, make the stones, make the rocks bread. You are a filthy liar like your prophet Muhammad. Show me where written in the Bible that Jesus ever have a sexual thought. I challenge you. Take the mic, potato. You know, I used to speak with you in respect, but I found that you are the same as those kids who post articles and false photos of people have nothing to do with those people. You liar. You are a low-class man. I thought only people who post in your website, they are low-class. But you are a low-class too. Take the mic. Otherwise, get out of my room. What a filthy, disgusting, disrespectful for someone, supposedly he is one of the best prophet of Islam. Come to the mic and apologize in front of the Christians like a puppy. Your mic.
Well, if you're not a coward and you are true, then let me make my case and let the people judge whether I was telling lies or not. James, book of James, chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Jesus was having evil desires when he was tempted by Satan.
This is not about Jesus, you filthy liar. Read all of it. Read it. He's saying God cannot be tempted. If a man he was tempted, it is by him from inside, which means he opened the door for evil. Don't accuse your God that he is tempting you. And the one who will be tempted, he will give birth to sin. Jesus never gave birth to sin. And I challenge you in the front of the room. You said Jesus was doing masturbation. I challenge you in the front of the room to say that Jesus ever did sin. Because masturbation is sin. I challenge you. Your mic.
Another addition from me. As I read earlier in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18, it says, because he, Jesus, himself suffered when he was tempted by Satan. Well, obviously, in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, and also in the book of Mark, Jesus getting tempted by Satan for 40 days means that he was drinking milk, according to you, or smelling flowers, okay? He wasn't masturbating with his penis, thinking about women, or thinking about lust with men, or thinking about any of the evil desires that I just quoted for you.
Usama Abdullah, you are a filthy, low-class gay.
Another addition from me. It's truly amazing that this guy just read for us Matthew chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, and Luke chapter 4, verses 8 through 9, about Jesus getting tempted to rule all the kingdoms of the world by Satan, of course, in the evil way, okay, and yet objecting to my to the points that I raised, and he called me gay. That's truly amazing. Jesus, for 40 days, ladies and gentlemen, had evil desires for 40 days. He could not make up his mind about whether he wanted to follow God Almighty or follow Satan. And if he were to follow Satan, he would have followed these points that I just mentioned and much more. And it's amazing that Jesus could not make up his mind for 40 days and 40 nights about this. And we must not forget that according to James, book of James, chapter 1, verse 13, and other verses in the Bible, it says, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Yet Jesus was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights about masturbation, about ruling the kingdoms of the world, about homosexuality, about lust, drugs, alcoholism, violence, gangs, you name it, murders, coveting, everything.
With this, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters in Islam, I believe I have thoroughly refuted and silenced Christian Prince and his lies, and refuted the lie of Trinity, which he believes in. I do apologize if I sounded a little mean in the debate, but that's because Christian Prince is a coward who only debates in his room, and not that I have a problem with that, but the only problem I have with him is that he takes full advantage of it, and he cuts the debater off, and he starts talking foul and trash to the debater. And as I mentioned from the beginning of this audio, Christian Prince used cursed Muslims with the foul F word on different occasions, and we have him documented in audios and in images as well. So, you know, please understand that I was dealing with a loser, a lifeless loser, a hateful person whose only mission is to spread evil and to push his evil agenda against the Muslims. And it was my duty to silence him and to expose him as a liar, which, you know, unfortunately prompted me to be a little mean to him. Thank you very much for listening, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and ladies and gentlemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. May Allah Almighty's peace, mercy, and blessings be upon you, and also be upon your families as well. Thank you.